You're listening to What and Why on Skip Intro, a segment where we tell you what's streaming on Netflix and why it's worth a watch. So, listeners, this is such a delight. I get to interview my producer, Isabel. So this is a lot of fun for me for What and the Why. So, Isabel, it is great to see you on the other side of the microphone here.
Hi, Krista. This is pretty surreal.
All right. So Isabel and I have one thing in common, which is Colorado College, which I spent the better part of my career explaining to people on the East Coast where I started my career that it was not Boulder, that it was a small liberal arts school nestled in, you know, at the foot of Pikes Peak, much like a Bowdoin or Bates or one of those East Coast schools. But it was so exciting to meet a fellow Colorado College graduate. And you basically started your career in podcasts, right?
Yeah. Well, I got a degree in film and media. I don't know. I know that's a newer department. I don't know if that was even a thing when you were there.
It was not a thing.
Okay. Well, I got my degree in film and media. And then when the pandemic hit, I originally was planning to move straight to LA and jump into the hustle and bustle of things. But I ended up staying in Colorado. And unexpectedly, an opportunity came up for me to write and edit and produce a project with someone that I had met out in LA a couple years ago. So I just got a wealth of experience in the production of audio journalism. And ever since then, I've just kind of been on this track. I did finally get out to LA, though. It took a minute, but I am here now, and I'm really, really liking it.
Excellent. All right, so let's have your what and why for the week.
Okay, this week I am throwing it back, Point Break. It's the early 90s. Yes, I was not born yet in the early 90s, but that does not mean that I can't be a huge fan of this movie. Johnny Utah, who's played by Keanu Reeves, is trying to catch this group of surfer bank robbers. He infiltrates the group, and as he gets to know them better and their lives get intertwined, he needs to decide where his allegiances lie. It's an all-star cast. Keanu Reeves, Patrick Swayze, Lori Petty, Gary Busey. I think I first saw it a couple years ago. I was still living in Colorado. I absolutely loved it. And then I moved out to LA, and I got really into surfing, and I thought that perhaps my surfing journey would reflect the surfing journey that Johnny Utah has. Not the case. It is extremely difficult. But anyway, it's directed by Kathryn Bigelow. So I'm sure you listeners are familiar with that name. She did Zero Dark Thirty and, of course, won an Oscar for Best Director in 2010 for The Hurt Locker. As I'm sure you can guess just by that log line and by the fact that his name is Johnny Utah, it is completely over the top and it jams all of these ridiculous elements into one film: surfing, action, romance, crime. There are multiple skydiving scenes. But instead of feeling messy or unanchored, it actually manages to kind of wrangle all of these elements together into an unbelievably well-structured, adrenaline-fueled gem. I am a huge fan of it. And I think it's often a film that people say they love, but it doesn't get like put on the list with best films of all time. And I am a major proponent of, we need to like all go back to Point Break and just appreciate it because it's so good. And it's on Netflix, so you can just watch it whenever you want.
No argument here. First of all, you know how I feel about Keanu Reeves, and I agree. Any character that's named Johnny Utah, and Kathryn Bigelow is still one of the greatest action directors of all time. I mean, she's fantastic. I was so happy when she did finally win her Oscar. But yes, no argument. I agree 100%. Anytime you want, sit back, relax, and enjoy Point Break. And also the car. What about the car he drives? Johnny Utah's... It's so good. It is a reason to come to California.
Yeah,
I'm glad
is.
That got you here.
And something I also didn't realize was this was Keanu's first action movie and Bigelow really pushed for him. So thank you, Kathryn Bigelow, for that, because that really like put him on the map as an action star.
Yeah, the rest is history, as they say. All right. Thanks so much, Isabel.
Thanks, Krista.
Curious what else the Q team is watching? Head over to Netflix and search Q's Q for more recommendations. That's Q-U-E-U-E, initial Q.